Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission Radio Show. Today is July 29th, 2016. It's 8 o'clock in the morning Pacific Standard Time. Today is Call-In Friday. Let me give you the number right away. It's 718-717-8296. That's 718-717-8296. The reason I'm giving you the number is, again, I have who's becoming a dear friend of mine, Dana Durnford, is joining us, the nuclear proctologist. I want to give the number out in case anybody feels like calling. I know that Dana and I can fill up the hour with our conversation, but I encourage anyone who's listening to please give us a call and pose a question to Dana. His brain is filled with all kinds of knowledge about nuclear stuff. So welcome, Dana, to the show. I really appreciate you taking the time on Fridays to join us now.
Well, like you say, we got to get the word out, and you're certainly welcomed. Glad you're doing it.
Yep. Me too. I'm glad I'm doing it too, and I'm glad you're doing this. And so, you know, interestingly enough, this morning, right before I called you, I just opened up some headline news. And did anybody know that North Korea has declared war on the United States? That happened today. Did you hear that anywhere? I didn't. You know how I found it? I typed in nuclear news. This is how ridiculous these people are. Like, after, seriously, when, I don't know how old you are, Dana, but I know when I'm 60. When I was a little kid, we had the Red Scare, and the whole big thing was about, you know, our government is reflective of the people. And if we've seen nothing else in the last, I don't know, 6 to 8 months, we have now seen that we are really, truly assets on a balance sheet. I mean, like, that's really what they think of us, and we're just not being told. I mean,
we're beans and they're bean counters.
Exactly. That's right. That's right.
We're not worthy of anything outside of paying the bills, and even that is disputable. They can just print money now.
Well, Dana, I want to ask you about your trip up and down the coast of Canada because, you know, I go to ENE News to look for news about what's going on in the nuclear world. It's enenews.com. And, you know, ironically, it is not being updated. There's a lot of nuclear news, but I don't know who manages this page because they don't tell you about themselves. But the first story that popped up was like you've probably seen it. It's about the Canadian coast. All along the coast, the muscles are dying, bodies are swollen by cancerous tumors, unprecedented mutations allowing cancer to spread from one species to another like a virus. The scientists are saying it's beyond surprising. Beyond surprising. Yeah, and I think this really speaks to the idea of all these scientists have been uninformed and miseducated. Like, they, when, you know, one of the things that you and I have talked about is these, like, health physicists, all these pro-nuclear people. They really genuinely believe that we are misinformed, we know nothing about science, and yet the stories of the Canadian coast explain exactly what's going on. That our planet is being poisoned by nuclear, and yet at the same time, we're being told, you know, all around the world that we need to, like, re-up nuclear power plants. That, you know, I heard this week that Canada is one of the most, has more nuclear power plants per capita than any other country, like the third highest. Do you know about that?
We have 18.
18?
America has almost 100.
Wow.
Japan had 54. China's got 60 or so.
And China has 60 power plants?
If I remember correctly.
Wow.
Like, there's more power. Yeah, well, nuclear, when we say power plant, there's more nuclear facilities than power plants, right? There's so many experimental facilities. It's hard to wrap your mind around it. But these are not highly powerful that we know about. Some are, but not the majority of them. That first headline, the muscles having cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like leukemia is what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And that has jumped to clams and other species in the mussel family. And it jumped to snails, periwinkles, mollusks. So it's jumping around hinged bivalves, jumping. This is cancer. This is what's left of it. Now, it's interesting, and this could be true. I'm not saying it's not true. And, like, I'm very suspect of everything these people say. And anybody's not familiar with this now, I've broken down dozens and dozens of nuclear experts, nuclear scientists, nuclear academics, and showed them to be, with the academics, with the literature, showed them to be lawyers, unbelievable, disgusting, pathetic, manipulative lawyers.
Like, they knew what they were saying. They knew what
they were educated, knew the difference, knew it wasn't like a banana, knew man-made radiation wasn't like walking in sunshine, knows all of that, but yet come out and told the population that. An utter betrayal. Now, the cancer in marine life, is that's not the scariest thing imaginable. This is, and then the media doesn't pick up on it. CBC, Canada's biggest media, reported on it. Wall Street Journal reported on it. The academics, Fisheries and Oceans reported on it. And yet the mainstream media, just that was the end of it. The headline came and the headline went. No one else reported on it, basically.
One-time event, man. Don't worry about it.
And how is that possible? Well, like, that's a great story if you're in the know and you don't want to tell your children you helped cover it up Fukushima because you work with the government and that you lied to everybody. Instead of telling them the truth, you say, honey, you can't eat seafood anymore because it's full of cancerous tumors. And so it's a good way of protecting the people that cover it up but can't tell their loved ones or their children or their friends or their families. That's what a nuclear scientist is anyway. They're somebody who can't be honest with their family. That's what a physicist is in this industry, is somebody that has to lie to everybody around them. It's disgusting. It's stupid. It's idiotic. It's how come they're not held accountable? How come there's no high standard? How come there's no checks and balances? How come there's nobody losing their degrees for doing that?
Dana, I was thinking about this morning as I was making my coffee, and it was kind of an unformulated thought, but it's something I have, you know, Dr. Weinberg made the first comment that they considered themselves the nuclear priesthood, and it likened me back to the pyramids, with the priesthood in the pyramids, and how they brought their people down a path that would ultimately kill their civilization. And that is almost exactly like where we're at now. This nuclear priesthood is covering up a system that literally will kill our civilization.
Lonnie, I mean, not a single experiment on animals did the animals survive. And it's not just one lab. It's thousands and thousands of labs just in North America, not counting China or India, Pakistan or Canada or all the other countries, Russia and everybody else is doing nuclear. But the studies we got on the animals, every study, every animal died of cancers, most of them died of bone tumors. and the rest are the liver and lung tumors, mostly lung tumors. Livers, but these were three competing tumors in all the dogs, but the dogs usually died in that I'm talking about in particular right this second. The dogs would die of the bone tumors usually, but they would have those competing tumors, and that would be within 5 years. All the animals were dead.
Wow.
Now, this throughout history, no animals survived. No animals have ever been cured. And so how is it that everybody talks about fruit flies? And then why is it everybody that's in the know sit there and allow that to happen? And the people in the know are the academics. The people in the know are the ones with the credentials, with the works for the institutions or work for the major think tanks. And yet these people lie after lie after lie after lie. And then they show up in the media and everybody's supposed to believe them. I think the people that think that way should shut their pie holes before I find out who they are and get a hold of them and shake some good into them. Because how long can we do something like this?
I don't think we're going to shake good into them, Dana. I think
that was, I said that so that I wouldn't say what I was going to say.
I know. Thank goodness. I was like getting nervous for you. The reason we're joking here, folks, and you're listening to Lonnie Clark on the Age of Vision radio show with our guest host, Dana Durnford. This is Call In Friday. The phone number is 718-717-8296. Back to what we were talking about, Dana. Do you mind if I mean, this is a thing in Canada, folks, you cannot go online and say that you want to knock somebody's teeth out. That's considered aggravated assault. Even though you're nowhere near them, you don't have the physical or capacity to do anything to them, they can still cause you issues. And Dana is a Canadian citizen, and he understands this quite well. Do you want to talk about your case at all, Dana?
The judge banned it, bananas, potato chips, and walking in sunshine.
Right. Right.
For my trial. I'm not allowed to say that's the reason I was upset with the academics that I was upset with.
Right. It doesn't matter.
What I said was I wanted to hang them. They should be hung. And I'm not withdrawing those comments for anybody on the planet. And they can lock me up and throw away the key. I won't be withdrawing my comments because that's my opinion, and I'm allowed to have my opinion. And until I go to trial, which is coming up next month on the 18th, 19th, and 20th, and so they have stacked – these things against me, demonized me in the media. Now, people don't know what happened. I went out and done 260 days surveying the coastline of Canada, 5 expeditions, and one of the expeditions was 5 months without making it home on a little dinky and taking a couple of 100,000 pictures and incredible amounts of underwater footage. I come ashore and I get arrested for saying that the people were lying should be hung. And so game over. That was the attempt to destroy me and attempt to wreck my name and wreck what I'd done and take away from what I had done. I had shown an extinction event on the Canadian coastline. We went from 5,600 species that were abundant every single place you went, no matter where you went, to less than 100. And at everywhere you went, you'd be lucky to find 7 species. Most places was 2 or 3 species. And so this is an extinction event, and these species – everything that I found in 260 days could have been fit inside the back of a transport truck. That is unbelievable. That is unimaginable. That's inconceivable. 15,000 miles of coastline, and the documentation and the GPSs and everything is up at my site, thenuclearproctologist.org, shows an extinction event. Not only that, the insects were gone off the coastline and the birds are gone, down to 11 species. And none of these species were healthy. So including the birds, the insects, the algaes, the starfish, mollusks, everything else, I could have filled up a single transport truck. That's an extinction event, folks. And it ain't going to get better. The reactors didn't stop. The fallout is not going to go away. And then I get arrested in order to slow down that knowledge, that information.
Well, the other thing that they're doing, Dana, not only that, they're blaming it on global warming, on the ocean warming up, not on Fukushima. And they're denying that Fukushima is actually exacerbating the global warming. I mean, it's just we're pouring the hottest substance into the water nonstop for 5 years, and it's not affecting the warming of the ocean. It's unconscionable.
I got thousands of studies shows how radiation affects everything, including the microscopic world in particular, and the biological world, and then the bacteria world, and the insect, and the larvae.
And these are scientific studies done by scientists.
These are studies,
They're current scientific studies, right? They're not 30, 40, 50 years old. These are current studies.
Yeah. Well, some are old, yeah. No, I got
Some are.
50,000, 60,000
studies. Well, this is the point here. Those current studies, not by the people like by John Goffman, Arthur Tamplin, Linus Pauling, all of whom are dead.
Right.
But current scientists, those scientists are now keeping their trap shut.
Are alive and still doing them.
And animals, still going, huh, people are dying. That's interesting.
Next victim. Everybody treated with radiation dies in your hospital. So 3% of leukemia patients live longer than they would have without the radiation treatment. So they start off with a chemical treatment, the first couple, and then it becomes radiation immediately. And they also mix isotopes in with those chemicals from chain reaction. These are dirty bombs you're putting in your body. So big surprise, everybody dies from it. Nobody lives from it. Nobody survives from it. Nobody's ever been cured for it. And 3% survived. They probably didn't even have cancer.
I read a story on Natural News, Dana, where the doctors are saying that they are petitioning to have the radiation, the whole thing, reevaluated because they're realizing that more of their patients end up dying than living. So they're signing a petition to try to get the system to rethink.
That's because we've been pounding that out now for a couple of years straight. Every single show, we pound that information out there.
Yeah. Well, the thing is,
it's a documentation, right?
I mean, how does a doctor go in and, I mean, you can easily go to the NRC nuclear alerts almost every single day. One of the nuclear alerts is about the mismanagement of an isotope in a person's body. You know what I mean? That's like, they don't even know how to handle this stuff.
They call it injuries.
Right.
In studies, yeah. And then they call the animal sacrifice that they kill with the radiation. And all the animals have died from 1.3 to 5 years of vicious tumors. I mean, we're not talking about fruit flies anymore. So but all of them do. That's all they talk about is the fruit fly. Oh, there's no noticing the fruit flies. What about all the studies on the animals? How come not a single time have we ever broached that subject or even considered the subject? Why can't the host of the news programs bring that up or something like this? Boom, game over for that scientist in that university, and they got to fire him. They got to take away his degree and everything else. And so the minute you call out one, you just call out every other scientist that ever said the same thing, and that's what they say. They have a manual. They go to a radio interview or a TV interview or media interview, and they read the manual. They say it's like a banana. Man-made radiation is like walking in sunshine. It's like getting on an airplane. It's like a dental x-ray. It's like the natural stuff in the environment. There's a lot more natural than there is from man-made, so nothing to worry about. And these are unbelievable. Any first-year student could debunk all of it. And any media out there has been interviewing these people for decades, still don't know the difference, still can't tell the difference, still don't understand. No, that's nonsense. That's just pure nonsense. These people are murderers in every sense of that word. That's what it is. It's murder.
You know who also is murderers is the journalists who write these articles.
Right. Yeah.
Every single day. You know, what's that guy, Conca? He's one of
James Conca.
Yes, he's one of the worst nuclear proponents.
He's got a nuclear PR.
Yeah, well, it's really sad because, you know what, like, they're going to meet their maker, but, you know, even today there's a story that says without nuclear power, climate change grows. The threat from climate change, like, they're trying to scare us into we need nuclear, otherwise we're not going to have electricity or the planet is going to be an unsafe place to live. It's just unconscionable.
Well, they call it carbon-free. And then they say nuclear is the only carbon-free energy sources out there, carbon-free. Without carbon, of course, plants and humans and everything else can't exist. But so why are we sequestering it? But on the flip side, how is it carbon-free when you got to dig up mountains and you got to use tons and tons of chemicals just to get a gram? And then there's all these trucks, all that equipment, all this survey and all this land, all these employees. Nothing about that is carbon-free. All the equipment they're using is not, well, is all diesel. And besides the fact of, We are not even trying to come up with an alternative energy. We just keep saying, well, it's not carbon free. Oh, it's not carbon free. We gotta. And this was James Hansen, ex-NASA, and he wrote a book, and then that was picked up by 350.org, and 350.org has 7,500 groups around the world that are out screaming in the streets that nuclear is carbon free. And so this is a game against everybody. This is a war against everybody. Just 350.org is not being honest. The carbon, without carbon, nothing exists. And so why would we get rid of it? Greenhouses add carbon to their greenhouses to grow their vegetables a lot quicker. Like, carbon is the most important thing on the planet. And so if you wanted to screw the mess up life on this planet, you get rid of the carbon. You destroy all life on the planet by doing that. Carbon is normally sequestered and then re-released decades later or thousands of years later. It's the evolution of life itself.
You know what's the bad part that they're denying? This is, and we've seen this in Chernobyl, having that conversation about the carbon. In Chernobyl, there's no composting. The plants just live there. The things that fall, yes, they have their cycle of life, but the debris does not compost. It doesn't go into carbon. This is the denial. This is part of
the bacteria in the microscopic world is gone, folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It destroys everything at the really primary level, at the smallest infinitesimal level.
And then forest fires.
Yes.
It's brutal because it didn't break down.
Right. There's no composting. There's no break. I mean, look, Canada's still suffering right now from fires, right? Is that fire up there still gone?
That fire released about a petabecquerel of cesium from Fukushima and Chernobyl stored in those forests.
What's a petabecquerel?
A petabecquerel is around 1,700 curies of radioactivity, and a curie of radioactivity is 37 billion atoms.
God.
And so an atom can give you a cancer. And so 1,735 petabecquerels or curies is in a petabecquerel. And a petabecquerel is just a way of measurement, like a gallon is a measurement, you know, 4 liters of water, blah, 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 as you break it down. But it's a very significant amount because curry, 37 billion atoms, is enough to give everybody a cancer. And cancer takes decades to show up, and there's 1,800 diseases will show up before the cancer. That's the thing about nuclear. That's why nuclear always says, oh, well, we don't see an increase of cancer. Well, what about diabetes? Because that shows up before cancer, and autism, and Alzheimer's, and dementia, and heart, liver, and lung, and all these respiratory and pituitary and adrenaline gland. 1,800 diseases show up before the cancer. And so ignore that. Because they have to do it that way. And so they say, oh, I don't see an increase of cancer because cancer takes 10, 20, 30 years to manifest and get diagnosed.
Hmm. You know what this all reminds me of? Honest to God, I mean, as the vision of it is flying through my head. When my daughter was, my first child was about, I don't know, she was a full-time nursing baby. So let's see, she must have been about 6 months old, 7 months old. I was living in this little tiny apartment. It was in the summertime. It was super hot. So I put her in her crib with no clothes on while I mopped my little tiny apartment. I was mopping the apartment, and all of a sudden I hear, and I go looking in there, and my daughter had pooed everywhere. She had rubbed it on her body, rubbed it on the top of her head, rubbed it on the crib wall, put it everywhere. Like, yeah. It reminds me, that's exactly what the nuclear industry is doing. They've shit all over themselves. They're smearing it all over their bodies, putting it everywhere that they possibly can. I mean, it is such disregard for life on our planet. It is unbelievable. I don't think I've passed a week where I'm just not stunned at the depravity of the people that are running these systems. It is just unconscionable.
And they get away with it. No one at home accountable.
And in the meantime, we see pictures of puppies and cats and onto Facebook, and people say, hey, Facebook's just there to make us have fun and to take life. Life is just too hard. Well, part of the reason why life has gotten really hard is because everybody's ignoring their responsibility.
You have those responsibilities under the Constitutions, the Bill of Rights, and the Magna Carters, and the democratic country. It's up to the citizens to be the checks and balances. And the minute that you abrogate that responsibility, turn your back on it, is when the system is able to become corrupted and become useless and become a burden to society and to the countries and to the entire planet. And that is, unfortunately, you know, people are able to sit home all day and watch a TV and just get movies on demand and the endless internet of fluff and nonsense. And nobody bothers learning their responsibilities. No, that's not enforced. And who's going to enforce it? Is the corrupt system going to say, hey, you got to watch us all the time because we're corrupt? No. Who would do that? You know, you have to do it yourself. You have to go out and have to understand that that has to be done. But if you read your doctrines of your country, you would find out that you're supposed to keep an eye on it. And when you see egregious actions taken, it's, you have that power. You are able to hold him responsible. You are able to hold him accountable. And you will see them freak out when you do that. You'll see them lose their minds when you question them or when you follow through. You'll see them go crazy, and they'll be vicious. They'll send police after you. They'll do everything they can. You have to stand your ground, and then you have to go after them too. You don't, and you can't just walk away and then just take all these lumps because, hey, you know, they came after me. No. That showed you how right you were. That showed you how strong you were. That showed you how powerful you were that they came out and assaulted you that way. That was their fear. That was their terrified of you. That's where you stand your ground. That's where you get back in their face. That's where you try to have them prosecuted. Not try to. That's where you succeed. You go after these people one way or another. And you do the best you can. Some people can't do it very well or are not educated, but you learn along the way. But that was your responsibility. Not was, but that is it. You're obligated under your constitutions, your Bill of Rights, and your Magna Carta's. You're obligated to be the checks and balances, not to let the government hire somebody to be the checks and balances. If you got a company, would you allow your employees to hire a boss and then to take your credit cards and just blow all your money whenever they want it and then increase their pays and everything else? Because that is who your government is, and that's what they're doing.
That's exactly what they do. That, and in fact, it's not just the American government, the Canadian government. It's like, this is how they all act. I mean, this is what the whole thing is like. And ironically, we have the internet, we have the social media now to give us a voice, but they still don't care. Like, it doesn't matter. Sit down. I mean, this morning's news that Chelsea Manning tried to kill herself in jail, and the government is thinking about putting her, they've promised to put her in solitary confinement for the rest of her term, which is 35 years. They might as well just put a bullet in her head. That drives people insane. Solitary confinement for the rest of 35 years. Imagine that. I mean, that is just, I don't know how anybody can go to sleep saying that that's a justifiable sentence. Where we have a government where they're just ignoring nuclear death all across the country.
Let's flip this back onto Fukushima nuclear.
Please.
The headline that just came out, major one, a couple of days ago. There's two. Major one a couple of days ago was Pokemon Go, which is a video game, augmented reality. You play with your smartphones, and you chase characters through your augmented reality on your screen that are simulated in your environment. And you chase these characters that will show up on your screen only, and you capture them. Now, Dave, characters have showed up at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear meltdown power plant, but also at the Daini. And both the Daini, which is 10 miles away, is another nuclear power facility from Fukushima reactor, is in the same boat as Fukushima. So it's not just the Fukushima reactors that melted down, four of them. It's also the Daini plant, which has four. And they don't know how to decommission that plant either. That just came out. They finally admitted that. We have the documentation on that. I've talked about it many times. But now they just come out and admitted that with the Forbes article, which was bizarre. And the other story is...
Say that again.
The Daini number 2 plant and the Daiichi number 1 plant. Most people are only familiar with the Fukushima Daiichi number 1 power plant. And so that has four melted reactors. But number 2 power plant, which is 10 miles away from the Fukushima, is called the Daini plant in the Fukushima prefecture in Japan, also has four reactors that couldn't go in a cold shutdown and had station blackout. And this is the worst terminology you can use in the academic world besides the word meltdown for an event. And these are not accidents. These are events. There's a big difference. In an accident, people go on with their lives. In an event, it's long. It's a very long impacting. And in our cases, it's for the history of the planet. These elements, the reactors run on plutonium, uranium first, and then plutonium. And uranium doesn't go away for 4.5 billion years. And if you ingest it in a few decades, just a small atom, 2 million atoms on the head of a needle, you can't see it, but you get an atom in your body, in a couple of years, you'll have a the beginning of a tumor. In about 20 years, you'll be diagnosed maybe with the tumor, or you might not notice it until it kills you. Because, like, this stuff, when I say those words too, like a tumor will spread to other parts of your body is why I say that, those words. But now they shot neurons. Neurons is space dust. And it comes through space. They didn't shoot it through, but they know it comes through everything. And they're able to capture it on the other side of devices. And they know that uranium, liquid uranium, processed, man-made, enhanced uranium, the neurons don't go through it. And so when the neurons are coming through the reactors, they have devices on the other side that are able to capture an image like an X-ray. And they claim that they're just fueled in the bottom of number two reactor. Now, that's the latest news coming out last night and this morning. And this is very significant. Because number two building in Japan at the number one power plant, at the Fukushima Daiichi power plant, is the only building that looks like it's intact. And the other buildings are completely missing 50% or more of the top part of the buildings. And in that part of the buildings was most of the reactor core, and that was, say, Unit 3 and Unit 4 that I'm talking about, referring to there. Unit 3 and Unit 4 in Japan at the Fukushima Daiichi plant, 50% of those buildings are missing where they blew up. And number 3 in particular completely missed, and number 2 was wrecked and they tore it apart. But that was where on the top of each of these buildings is 5 reactor cores that are stored for the last 10 years, gathered up. Every 18 months to 2 years, you take the reactors, most of the reactor fuel out of the core, and you put it on the roof in different fuel pools. And so these, we're talking confirmed, at least by looking at the two buildings, at the architecture of the buildings, and at the symmetrics of the buildings, and the known designs of the buildings. So just on the picture itself, you can see the tops of the buildings are gone. Therefore, there's 10 reactor cores are gone. Chernobyl was one-third the size and a 30% meltdown. And Chernobyl allegedly stopped after 10 days, the majority of it. Some of it allegedly has still gone down into the earth and still burning its way down into the earth, according to academics. But a big chunk of it is called the elephant foot. They got a picture of it, allegedly. And I always say allegedly because we can't trust the industry at all. But in Japan, confirmed, is 10 reactor cores is missing and 3 meltdowns. So that's a better way of looking at it. But now we throw into the pile is the Daini 4 reactors. And they had the same design where they had 5 reactor cores on the roof of these buildings. And they don't have the technology to decommission these buildings. But this is the first time we heard them outside the original reports when the accident was happening. And I have to say around 15 headlines on the Daini plant from the accident. Enough to confirm to me that it was meltdowns at these plants. But now we have confirmation. They can't decommission these plants. They have the same issues as the Fukushima Daiichi. This is terrifying news on top of the 10 reactor cores on Building 3 and 4 at the Fukushima Daiichi plant. So Chernobyl...
Wait a minute. Can I ask you...
Go ahead.
...to clarify that. So what you're saying is that at Daiichi, they're admitting now that they had an issue 5 years ago.
Right.
And just now. They're
just
now
today.
And they're sticking it in the news so nobody really pays attention to it.
Yeah, and everybody reported on the Pokemon Go.
Right.
Over the last couple of days.
Right.
But it was only Forbes who originally broke the story, and then everybody else came out with the same story, but they omitted one part of Forbes' story. Forbes was the one who broke that story a few days ago, and they said the Daini 1, Daini 2, and the Daiichi couldn't be decommissioned, and they don't know how to get the fuel out of it. And I talked about that on Jeff Rinch's show on Monday night, and he put that headline up. I sent him the headline at the same time he put it up on his website. But what was intriguing was all the other stories from The Guardian, from Engadget, from all the mainstream media. None of them mentioned the word Daini. They omitted that part of the story. Yeah, no, that was interesting. How could you miss that when Forbes? So normally what happens is someone breaks a story and everybody comes out and they tell the basic same story and they try to tell it from a different angle or something. And so, or just repeat the exact same story with permission from that operation. Their operations are not media's, their operations against us. And so these operations all omitted that except for the original story. I've never seen that before either. And so now we have confirmation number two fuel reactor in Japan. The reactor is completely melted through and gone. But we have TEPCO a couple of weeks ago coming out and telling us they lied and covered up the three meltdowns at those same plants, one, two, and three, not mentioning the number four, by the way. And number three in Japan was 2 million times worse than any current reactor on the planet, 4,500 times roughly worse than all the reactors on the planet combined. 50% of the top part of the building where all the fuel is to is all gone. And so these are severe as they get.
This is like a worldwide catastrophe.
We need to throw 6 million people at
it. Yeah, like they're just pretending like it's no big deal while it's killing our planet. This is
the thing. Right, they want to kill the planet. They want to kill the planet. And the media bought into it. And the media has always bought into it no matter what they want to do. We went to war in Iraq and Afghanistan to get 10,000 people. 10,000 Taliban. That number is still... It's just around 200 Taliban left on the planet, and we're still at war. But we got millions dead, millions missing, millions in refugee camps. Let's just run through those numbers. Millions in refugee camps, millions of orphans, millions of people unaccounted for. We fired 5.5 million rounds a month. There was 290,000 rapes in that 10-year period in the military. And there is 80,000 veterans committed suicide in that same period. We wrecked the countries, Iraq and Afghanistan. They got no pension. They got no patents. They got no ID. They got no hereditary seeds. They got to grow GMO. And we have polluted their country with Dalaran, depleted uranium, low-level radioactive materials. And we've seen 84% of the women in Fallujah, the babies are deformed with no arms, no eyes, no face, no ears.
And you know, people don't believe that when I tell them that. They're like, oh, my God, that's just an exaggeration.
No, not at all.
I tell them, you know, that's easy. That's easy news. You don't have to believe me. Go take a look. I mean, this is the thing. It is such a shocking thing.
That's from nuclear, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the one city that we know about. It makes me wonder, like, what...
Go look up the pictures on Google of Fallujah babies. And go look at those pictures. And the babies look just like the Zika babies.
That's right.
Right? They're no different than the Zika babies. And Zika was about covering up. Because we never expected this thing to kill the Pacific Ocean in 5 years. Who would have expected that? Who would have could have predicted that one?
You know, the Zika thing, Dana. Zika, when Zika first broke, when I read that story and it said that the World Health Organization determined it was Zika, I actually went to the Googles, put in the name of each little town that that first reports, and then put nuclear right after it. Do you know what's going on in South America? This is why it broke in South America, because their mining practices are so bad, because it's just total corruption down there. In 2012, the uranium industry opened up the uranium mining market in South and Central America. Every one of those little towns that had the Zika virus also had uranium mining started in 2012 and 13. Here we are less than 3 years later with microcephaly babies and the IAEA demanding the World Health Organization figure out a reason why that's happening and not use nuclear as the reason. That's why I believe we have the Zika virus.
And the World Health Organization is appointed. No.
Not only that, the IAEA has censorship authority over everything they do. They can decide. That's right. Why Chernobyl, we didn't know about it.
They can't publish anything until the IAEA okays it.
In Chernobyl, what happened was they did not allow them to go to Chernobyl for 5 years. And when they went to Chernobyl, the IAEA allowed the World Health Organization to only study three types of cancers and only in children. So that now we get the IAEA saying, oh, don't worry, a nuclear meltdown. You don't see cancer for 5 years and it only affects children. Seriously, this is how insane
they only studied external radiation after Nagasaki and Hiroshima. For 70 years, they've only studied external radiation. And then they put themselves out on pedestals as experts.
Yeah.
And I can name these people if people want. And I know these people. I flushed them out. I went through their history. I went through their literature, and I went through their videos and their interviews and everything else. And then the consensus was these were blatant liars, and everybody that's working with them was of the same caliber, the exact same caliber. And so the radiation experts at the IAEA or Atomic Energy or UNSCLEAR or IRPA, all the big agencies, were the same people on each one of these boards for radiation. And there's less than 100 of them worldwide, and they share all the boards. And some of them can't do the job.
The nuclear priesthood, Dana.
But these people, if you go listen to them, you go watch them, you don't have to understand the subject to understand that they're batshit crazy, that these are the degenerates. These are pompous, arrogant, hubris. Every name you can come up with, they fulfill that. And they're not stupid. They're not gullible.
And they will make you feel
naive.
If you attempt to challenge them at all, they will attempt to demean you and make you feel stupid yourself. Yeah. So I want to give our number out again in case any of our listeners would like to call and ask either one of us a question. The number is 718-717-8296. I think what happens when people are hearing us is they get enthralled with our conversation and they don't want to interrupt us. But I would like to encourage people, give us a call, because it's always fun to have different questions coming from different people. But in the meantime, let's get back to our conversation, Dana.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And let's think about where we are right now. The radiation comes straight across the Pacific Ocean in about 45 days. It never stopped coming. Once it got here, it was just a single plume. This is why we have nuclear waste sites, well, holding sites. We don't actually have a waste site anywhere on the planet. Even though these a couple of spots they claim they got waste sites, and this is why nuclear has to end. Like we'll spend the rest of our life trying just to deal with the nuclear we got on the planet created already that spent fuel rods and the waste. We'll spend the entire rest of our lives, most of the population affected by it, if we stop right now, it'll be still devastating. We're still going to lose. We're going to lose the planet.
I mean, this is the thing people don't get. We are having massive animal die-offs. It's starting at the bottom of the food chain. I mean, one of the things I've started, actually, is I'm making an Excel spreadsheet. You know how we see these mass animal deaths and you read about it, 70,000 tons? I mean, one of the things that it's really become apparent when we hear about these stories that say, well, there's 30,000 fish dead or 100. How do they know how many fish? They calculate it in their little scientific method as they go out and pick up 10 fish from a square area and multiply
They'll actually
it
report,
out.
Just 1 second. They'll actually report on 10 dead birds. They'll report, the media will report on 10 dead fish washing up somewhere.
Right.
So when you hear of 500,000, and these are incredible, like the 500,000 birds that recently died up north, starved to death. That was the biggest die-off in MERS we've ever seen. And that got brushed under the carpet pretty quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happens is it does get brushed under the carpet. I mean, every single day. I mean, this is, to me, this is the scary part is the larger animals. It's not just the fish, but we're seeing dead dolphins and whales. Like, I mean, even today, what does
that
it say?
That are emaciated.
Yeah. 90 dolphins washed up on the
squid are missing, herring, anchovies.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so the birds and the whales and the porpoise and everything else are dependent upon that. And if that goes, they starve. It's as simple as that. And they'll eat themselves. They'll eat each other. And we've seen that where the whales are the whales went from 12 inches of blubber to 4 inches of blubber. But the birds had even went to the inland lakes looking for insects and everything else, and they starved in there. Because this affects the entire spectrum of the country. It's tens of thousands of miles of rain and moisture, just moisture, is liberated from the ocean and brought into your continents. It's not just North America, it's Pacific Rim nations. This is an event, and they're bent on war or something else as a distraction, and they'll create biological releases if they got to stay afloat, to keep in power. Instead of doing, there's no, like your government doesn't do anything outside of try to get more power, try to become more emboldened themselves. But they don't do their jobs. they grow big and too big for us to even afford. And that is not what your constitutions or Bill of Rights or Magna Carta say. But the nuclear industry has captured your government, captured your media, and captured your institutions. There's a million corporations dependent upon nuclear. Nuclear has invaded most aspects of your life. When you bring your loved ones to your hospital and you use nuclear radiation to kill them when they got cancer, it's stupid. It's unimaginable. It's idiotic. We should all be out in front of every hospital protesting that treatment every day till they kill nuclear permanently. But if you attack one aspect of nuclear, you're attacking every aspect of nuclear.
Well, you're considered a radical. We're considered radicals for even questioning it. That's the interesting thing, is we're considered...
And they're going to consider themselves idiots for not listening to us in the near future. And that's within a year or two. This is an extinction event playing out. We can't hide that anymore. That's why me and Lonnie and many like us exist. That's why Fukushima is the topic as it is. This is an extinction event. And
well,
there's
this,
no if, there's
Dana,
no buts about this.
This is why the North Korea declared war on the United States today, and no one's talking about it. I mean, North Korea, which is a nuclear state, Bush allowed North Korea to become a nuclear state. That North Korea did not have a nuclear weapon until George Bush allowed them to get it. I mean, I firmly believe that the whole nuclear state is part of the CIA. I think it's part of their little program. But
part of some.
You know, part of
North Korea shoots off one, then Russia and China,
right,
and India and Pakistan, everybody else bangs at them. They can't win. How can they win? But that posturing that gets all that money, that gets all that conversation, that gets all those headlines, that displaces the actual pertinent real news. Am I worried that I'm gonna be speaking Korean, North Korea, you know, Hana Dul Se, Dos Yosh, you go. I can speak North Korean right now. I can count to North Korea, for instance, like I just done. But does that mean that I'm worried about everybody in my community being forced to be that way because Kim Jong Il, Ung, or whoever the case may be, tomorrow or the next day, is gonna take over the world because you got a couple of nuclear bombs? No. Is that because they're stuck there for 50 years now and that they don't know any better and this is the only thing they know is posturing? Yes. Is this what they do 40 times a year? They're going to attack America? Yeah. And is that like the distraction for everything else going on in the world? Yes. And would that be a catalyst for another war? Yeah, why not?
They would use anything. I think that
Vietnam was staged.
You know, Thomas Ackerman and I kind of have a disagreement. I think that we are going to see a nuclear bomb dropped within the next year or 2 years, because they need an excuse. They need a reason why we have so much nuclear. They can't just say, oh, it's from the nuclear industry. They can't say it's from Fukushima because they've been lying for 5 years. But it's getting to the point where they have to have an excuse. So I think that this
We've never had a dirty bomb, but we spend... each power plant gets like $1 billion a year for security. But we've never had a dirty bomb attack.
Right.
And we're not likely to. If a terrorist picks up a pound of uranium from a chain reaction and stuff for a dirty bomb, he's not even going to get close enough to pick it up. He's going to die. If that's a gram, the same thing is going to happen to him. He's not going to, because it's releasing X-rays and neutrons and gamma and beta shine. And this will melt your organs in just a few minutes at that range, but you'll die before that. And so, like, because it's not going to happen, it can't happen, but they can take a low-level radioactive, you know, like, they can take the americium-241 in all of our smoke detectors, buy a couple $1,000 worth of smoke detectors, and now they got a dirty bomb. It's that simple. But the industry makes billions in every nook and cranny. If you look at America... And you look at all the nuclear waste sites throughout your country. If you look at all the missile silos throughout your country. If you look at all the old dumping sites hid away that you don't even know about throughout your country and the ones you do. If you look at all the radiological releases through all these facilities and nuclear power plants and storage and transportation and accidents and testing, you would get it. You would understand it. You would go to battle right now against nuclear in a heartbeat. You would be like me and Lonnie. You would be passionate about it. Not for yourself so much as for this, give this planet a chance, give this world an opportunity, give the other 8 million species trying to survive on this planet that opportunity that is never going to come. And that's evident because we killed the Pacific Ocean off. And it's not quite dead, but people go down and find an insect. So Dana found an insect. And I say, you're stupid as a tree. You're stupid as a rock. Do the world a favor and shut up. Because there's more than insect here and insect there. That's not an ecosystem. And people do this to me all the time. Do you know, I saw a bird. Like, shut up. Shut up and listen to me and go read something.
Yeah, well, that's not the issue. So, Dana, do you know, do you understand what depleted uranium oxide is? Because this morning on the nuclear alerts, I want to make sure I ask you about this. You know, in the United States, we have the NRC, and they post up regularly their nuclear alerts of things that's going wrong at all these nuclear power plants and stuff. Well, in Tennessee, a manufacturing company called Tennessee Division of Rad Health Manufacturing Science Corp. Basically, it's the loss or theft of depleted uranium oxide. Manufacturing Science Corp. shipped 5 pallets with 18 drums of product containing depleted uranium oxide to a customer in Louisville, Kentucky. When it arrived, there were only 4 pallets with 14 drums. The total activity of missing material is 271,385 microcuries of DU. What does that mean? I mean, what they're saying is that there's, you know, like...
Well, they have to process the uranium after you get it from the mine. The mine uses 400 train car loads of iron ore and probably as much chemicals, and then who knows how much water to get a gram. Basically, is long term, but before it gets to that point, that's after the chain reaction where they're extracting it. Okay, so that's confusing, I'm sure. But the dioxide is where it left the mine. Now it's starting its first processing. It's not into the chain reaction yet, but it's starting its processing to get down to that, like it's heavier processing. And this is this technology is highly secret, and you know, because they don't want people making nuclear, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want Iran and other countries to have nuclear. So they keep a lot of that hid away. But the dioxide is before it's gone through a chain reaction, just before it's ready to go through all that process. After it's gone through an incredible amount of processing, now it goes through a chain reaction to break it down even more to get it ready for making nuclear power. So there's all these – it's an incredible amount of work to get it ready for power or for bombs. And dioxide, uranium dioxide, is when they have finally refined it through mass chemical. This is mass chemical processing that we're talking about at that stage now. It's still, now it's really dangerous, but it's still not as dangerous as when it goes to the chain reaction, of course. But it's still extremely dangerous and is capable now of being used for all kinds of things with just a bit more equipment. You can extract the 235 weaponized uranium out of it.
This 271,285 microcuries of depleted uranium, that's missing. It's missing. Now, that's extremely dangerous. That's like going missing a bomb, right? That's like missing something that could actually really harm many. Well,
if they lose stuff from a hospital, what do? They block highways and they get helicopters there with special equipment and they fly through the country looking for signatures. And so it's just, it's interesting. A lot of the stories are got a little bit of truth to it. They probably shipped it off to Iran or North Korea or something, and that's just a cover story, right? That's what your media does. The majority of media is disgusting, pathetic, manipulative people. I've done an interview.
Well, this is on the NRC page. The media doesn't even
know. No,
this.
The NRC is that industry itself. It's not a protective agency. It claims it is, but show me a case where it protected anybody. Right? Show me that. I like to see it.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a boat and a trailer you can have in exchange for showing me something that don't exist.
Well, we're going on just about 5 minutes here, Dana. I want to thank you for joining us. This is really great that you're able to join us on Fridays. It really adds a lot to the conversation because really...
By yourself, it's tough, I know. So I'm doing it because...
The urgency, it's urgent that people understand because people seem to think that it's just, it's not as bad or we can get used to it, but we're not going to get used to it and it's really up to us to decide.
We got no time. We got to get busy.
We do have to get busy. There is a way out, but not unless we actually admit it. You know, it's almost like being an alcoholic and admitting that you're an alcoholic, and you have to figure out what you're
going to do. Wait until you can't deny it anymore.
Right.
It's like wait until your liver is shot because you drink all your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two friends of mine a few years ago died from alcohol, very wealthy, and two of them died within a week and a half of each other.
Wow.
From liver failure. They drank all day, every day, and they were executives, and they were nice people. They were just normal people in one sense, and I knew them since I was a child.
How old were they?
They were about 60 years old, but they had really good health care. We're from Canada. We have incredible health care. Like, we break our arm here, it don't cost nothing.
Nice.
Right? It like in America, $70,000 or something.
Well,
right?
Like I broke my knee right in 06. I am an insurance protester. I don't believe in healthcare for profit, so I've never carried health insurance. And first off, the doctors didn't want to see me because they opened my file and walked out. They didn't want. They're like, you know, they didn't want. They didn't because I make too much money to get welfare or state assistance. So I had to talk them into fixing my leg. I got a bill for like $30,000. When the hospital realized I could not pay it off within 6 months, they gave me the insurance.
She charged these people with extortion.
Well, they charged me. Basically, my bill went from $30,000 to $11,000. They charged me the price that they would charge the insurance companies so that I could pay it off. That's what I negotiated with them. It went from $30,000, I mean, still $11,000, and that didn't include the six other doctors I had to pay off first before the hospital. That's how it works in America. And I was grateful that I could take a couple years to pay off that bill. Seriously.
Yeah, they have debtor persons. Right?
But this is exactly the same thing. It's indicative of the nuclear industry. It's like we're just assets on a balance sheet. We really are assets.
Yeah, that
on
was
a balance
that
sheet.
Was done on purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, they made it too expensive. That way, you couldn't find out you had an issue from these corporations.
That's right. And in fact, that's what they're doing. They've done that. All of that. They mixed it all up. The nuclear. You're trying
or even taken over by lobbyists. And that you have to take that back. You have to go to war against these people. You are at war with these people. Your sovereignty and your health is at war with these people. And the GMO. The GMO is notoriously evil, what it's done. And then 90% of your shelves are GMO. Your corner shelves, chocolate bars, your soft drinks are GMO. Worst thing could ever happen to a human species or any other species on the planet is to be in contact with that stuff and the stuff that is byproducts. But the nuclear... We can't hide the extinction event in the Pacific Ocean any longer. We've got to stop eating everything out of the Pacific Ocean. You like fish, try eating Atlantic or somewhere else. But don't eat the Pacific. Why would you do that to yourselves?
That's right.
This is documented, an extinction event. Just because your media is not admitting it to you, does that mean it's never happened?
That's right.
Is that the answer, is the question? And then the answer is when they say that Fukushima is not a problem, it's incumbent upon everybody to get in their faces. Just a simple... Send them an email or a comment or on their Facebook or something like that and say, that's not true.
That's right.
Nuclear
just
doesn't work
that.
You don't even have to
back.
Articulate it. Just say it. It's not true. That's all you
right.
got to say.
That's right. Make Look, we have 30 seconds left. Thank you, Dana Durnford, for joining us. I hope that maybe you can join us again next Friday. I really love these Friday conversations.
Yep. Oh, we're trying. We're trying.
Thank you to all of our listeners. Please go to Dana's website, thenuclearproctologist.org. And thank you for joining us here on UCY.TV. On Monday, I will be reporting on St. Louis. I'm not sure whether I'll interview someone or not yet, but put your courage feet on. Take some action. We definitely need it. We can save our planet, but it's up to us. Thanks for joining us.
This is JJ.